President Trump is taking another case to the Supreme Court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Days after asking the justices to uphold tariffs that lower courts called illegal, the Trump administration asked the court this morning to issue an emergency order to keep nearly $5 billion in foreign aid frozen.
A lower court judge ruled last week that withholding the funding approved by Congress was likely illegal. President Trump used what's known as a pocket rescission to block the funding. Judge Amir Ali ruled the law requires congressional action, not just notification by the president to trigger the rescission. Nonprofit groups sued the government over the funding freeze.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House, but the president isn't there now. He's across town at the Museum of the Bible.
Under the Trump administration, we're defending our rights and restoring our identity as a nation under God. We are one nation under God, and we always will be.
Addressing the Religious Liberty Commission he created, saying the woke agenda is practically gone. In a federal courtroom in Florida, jury selection started this morning to put Ryan Ruth on trial in the second Trump assassination attempt thwarted last September. Ruth was arrested holding a rifle outside the president's country club in West Palm Beach, where the then candidate was golfing. In Israel this morning, an attack at a Jerusalem bus stop.
When two gunmen, Palestinian terrorists, boarded the bus and sprayed it with bullets using a submachine gun. Five men and a woman were killed, including three rabbis. The two suspects were killed as well by nearby armed men, including one off-duty soldier. Attention shifted to the nearby West Bank, where the gunmen came from, as troops were dispatched looking for any additional suspects. Checkpoints set up, areas sealed off, safe houses raided, one person arrested so far.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Tel Aviv. Israel's taking out another high-rise building and ramping up the war in Gaza, and the president on Truth Social posted that Hamas has to agree to a ceasefire deal that Israel's already accepted. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% US-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who've made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
From the News 11 Information Desk, I'm Madeline Murray. A homicide investigation is underway in Yuma after a young man was found with life-threatening injuries late Friday night. The Yuma County Sheriff's Office says just after 10 p.m., deputies were dispatched to the 800 block of Almond Avenue on 8th Street in Yuma. When they arrived, they discovered a 24-year-old man was suffering from serious injuries. He was taken to Onvita Health and flown to a Phoenix hospital where he later died. An investigation has ruled it out a homicide. No suspects have been named, and anyone with information is urged to contact the Sheriff's Office. And the city of Yuma is working to clean up the leftover waste left behind from last week's storm. Public Works is providing a green waste station located across from Inca Lanes and is open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., where they are accepting clippings, branches, leaves, shrubs, and weeds. Public Works asks that residents unload into the dumpsters and remember to follow the traffic signs. Catch us on the TV side on News 11 every weekday at 5, 6, and 10 p.m. for your latest local news, weather, and sports.
We'll gladly say goodbye to the very high humidity this week. Still on the humid side today, 105 and sunny, 80 and clear tonight. Then very little humidity on Tuesday. Sunny and 103, 74 tomorrow night. Wednesday, sunny and 99.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face, never let them have too much screen time, and never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed, never ever become a minivan mom, and you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss, work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you're the owner and or operator of a local business and want to continue to hear the right talk, please consider advertising on KBLU. Your advertising dollars are the gasoline for the Clark, Kilmeade, Hannity, Beck engine. Without your support, the old 560 just won't roll. Reach out to like-minded folks, the patriots listening to this legendary radio station. When you do, you can invite new customers in and remind regulars to visit more often. And most importantly, keep the programming you love on 560 KBLU.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Pink. I have a very pink... You.
Well, where have you been?
Just this weekend, I got back from Catalina Island.
Okay.
You ever vacationed over there?
No.
That's a fun trip. So you go up to Dana Point, you get on a ferry, which is exciting, just saying it. And then it's about an hour and a half drive across the ocean to this island that just shoots up out of the ocean. So there's no sand. It's all...
Rock? Really? Rock. Okay.
So the water is always really clear
uh-huh.
because there's no sand to murk it up. It's got a lot of history. It was started by the – it was purchased back in like the 20s or the teens by the Wrigley family.
Okay.
From Gum.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That Wrigley.
Yeah. The Wrigleys who eventually, you know, built Wrigley Stadium and all of that. So they wanted – it was kind of like a escape for – the East Coasters.
Yeah, Chicago.
Go over there, yeah, and enjoy the beach and the
Catalina
weather.
Island.
Catalina
huh?
Island. So if you go over there, there's the Wrigley Mansion is up on the hill, and they used to play baseball there. They used to have spring training and stuff over there, exhibition games with the Cubs. And then I think in the 50s, they filmed a John Wayne movie over there. And for the movie, they needed buffalo. So they took... a herd of buffalo over for the movie,
okay.
And it was too expensive to ship them back off the island, so they left them. So there's a wild herd of buffalo that's been there since the 50s that just roams the island.
But Catalina Island, in my mind, I'm thinking it's just like rock. Just the, like
when you approach it, yeah, it's literally just a mountain that comes up out of the ocean.
But there are like flat...
Yeah, right? So there's been... areas have been leveled out. They've brought sand in. So there's some man-made beaches and things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it has the only underwater state park for scuba and snorkel.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is fantastic. Cause
you do that.
Yeah. Love it.
Did you do that this weekend or no?
We didn't do that this weekend. I couldn't rally the troops to do it again. So when we went last year, we meet some friends of Rachel's. When we snorkeled
not yours,
last year,
it's Rachel's friends.
They're not my friends at all. Yeah, I can't stand them. But actually, they're great. So we went snorkeling in this underwater state park, and they just have stairs that just walk right down into the water. And so I'm snorkeling. When you're snorkeling, you're just looking straight down. So you're not really looking ahead of you or behind you.
Yeah,
you're kind of just looking straight down. Well, I catch out of the corner of my eye this kid in front of me, and he starts frantically pushing backwards, you know, panicked. I go, well, that's odd. And then just as I kind of register that and think, well, maybe there's something that I'm not seeing, then this gray shape brushes my stomach and my chest.
No way.
And then I just see this gray shape, and by the time I look up, I just catch... it's just its tail, and it was about a 5-foot shark.
Oh,
scraped up my wetsuit, up my stomach, up my chest, and then kept on going.
So this kid
saw it coming behind me, and I'm just snorkeling there like an idiot, not seeing this thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and you would think you would hear, like, the Jaws theme song. Something would alert you, some sort
of... Spidey sense?
Yeah, exactly. Spidey sense, the Peter tingle, you know, something would alert you that, hey, something dangerous approaches. But it didn't. I had no idea. But had I been thinking, I would have, like, grabbed hold and...
Yeah, I'm okay.
For a ride. Why not?
I don't know. I don't think they take kindly to that. But that's my worst nightmare.
Really? Sharks?
Yeah.
Being eaten by a shark?
Well...
Or just... I mean, what would the shark do to you?
My understanding is they bite you, and then they're like, "That I don't like that."
So then you have to
live. It's like the damage is done.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of my bucket list things that I have to do before I kick the bucket is I want to swim with great whites. So there's a group.
Cage or?
Yeah. In a cage. No. Free dive. That's lunacy. Maybe if I found out I was terminal in some way, like maybe I'd go out like Clint.
What? That's the way you want to go out?
Yeah, just the world's most cinematic. Listen, when Quint gets eaten by Jaws, that is, in my mind, the single best cinematic death in history. It's the best.
Goes down with
the scream
ship.
When he bites down and he screams and he goes down with the ship and he fights all the way to the end. I mean, he's the man. I don't want to do that. But I do. There's a group that'll pick you up out of San Diego. They take you down to Guadalupe Island in Mexico.
Okay. Yeah. So I was thinking when you brought this story up, Catalina, the first thing I thought of was sharks. I think I've
They're
seen.
There.
I think on YouTube I've seen. Yeah. I think I've seen on YouTube like kayakers.
Oh yeah.
Like dooty dooty doo, and there's a massive great white.
There's great whites.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's great whites. They're in La Jolla. There's great whites.
Oh yeah.
You know, I follow some diving groups in La Jolla, and they see them all the time.
My understanding is they can't get in because of the kelp beds or something.
They don't come real close, but if you're diving, you're going further out.
Yeah.
So you'll see the kelp bed. But people see them from the piers. You know, they see big old sharks. But down in Guadalupe Island, they've got 20-footers. You know, Jaws was 25. So I'd love to. They take you down. You spend 3 days on the boat. They cook for you. You sleep on the boat. And everybody, there's maybe 8 or 12 guests on the boat. And just for 2 days, you're just taking turns, spending maybe 10, 15 minutes at a time going down. And these sharks come around and, you know, swim by you.
Sniff you out?
Yeah, maybe.
It's curious that you brought this up today because today in the mail, according to Amazon, I am to receive a shark bands. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, so is this their tag to a shark?
No.
Are these the ones? No, I'm way off.
Yeah, it's a shark repellent. So.
Oh, really?
You're supposed to put it on, and it has an electromagnetic field. So they get to you, they say it's like humans being flashbanged. That's the sense that they get. So they might come close to you, but right when they get to you, close enough, that band and the electromagnetic pulse that it puts off, is like it causes
like
them.
Shock collar.
Yeah, so they turn away.
Now, they hunt by seeking out, like, changes in the electromagnetic field. So, are you sure it's not a shark
attractor? I'm not sure of that.
Well, you let me know. Test it out.
Yes. I'm going to test it out. So, we're going to go. I'm trying to get scuba certified in a couple weeks down in Puerto Vallarta.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, hopefully, we can do a podcast down there. I'm trying to get a hold of the guy, see if he's... I'm pretty sure he's heard of me. I mean, this is like world renowned.
This is a global podcast.
Yeah, so
his business is going to blow up.
I know. That's what I thought. That's my
for free.
That's my pitch. Let's see how that works. But yeah, that's the goal, is to have him on the podcast and just do it remotely. We're going international, baby. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I got certified here with what we call him affectionately Scuba Sean.
Sean Foster. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great guy. Now I haven't gotten I've only gotten the basic certification. I haven't gotten the advanced.
Yeah. Well,
I want to get
it's called
advanced.
Open water.
Yeah. So I just have
that's fine. It's good.
Yeah.
Enough.
It, it's served me well so far. There's only been one time where I wished I had it.
Uh-huh.
And that was just because if you do any chartered scuba diving out of San Diego, and you go anywhere really fun.
Really?
Yeah, just and it's simply a, I think it's probably a, probably an insurance thing.
Mm.
They want you to be advanced. They don't want you to be a basic.
My, I guess I haven't really looked into it much because I don't have any aspirations to go that route. But my understanding is you just go deeper.
You can go deeper, but it also teaches you techniques for ascending from deep depths. And then there's certifications beyond that where you can go like underwater welding, things like that, you know, going through shipwrecks. Like I'm technically not certified to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even if it's a shallow one within like 40 meters?
I don't know. I mean, it's not like there's scuba cops or anybody going to see. But, you know, if you get stuck down there. So the first time I went, I went with our friend Howard and a couple other friends. And while we were coming back up, Howard made a motion. You know, we're swimming. And so he made a motion and he ripped my regulator out of my mouth. And I was brand new to it. So I panicked. Mm-hmm. Now I think, well, why did I panic? I just grab it and put it back in. But in the moment, I mean, I shot up. You know, I swam up. We weren't super deep. We were only like 40 feet. But
that's still deep. You still got to decompress.
Deep. Not too much at those depths. You're fine. But that's part of the reason certification's only down to 90 feet. Because really you don't start getting into things like the bends or safety stops coming up till you get kind of spend more time past those depths. But
okay.
I love it. You're going to love it. It's fascinating. So. It's a whole nother planet down there and it's quiet. I mean, all you hear is your breathing.
That's what I've heard.
You don't want to hear screams. Yeah. So, I mean, you just hear breathing and things like, and it's just peaceful. And you just float along and see what you see.
So if a listener wants to get certified, just the basic open water here in town, what would they do? How does that work?
You'd contact a scuba instructor.
I think there's maybe two.
I think there's probably only a couple in town.
There's Sean Foster.
Sean.
And Dan Han. We just interviewed him last week.
Okay.
And but those guys are buddies and they work together. They're both, I think, Patty.
Yeah.
Certified.
That's the certifying authority.
Yeah.
So I'm Patty certified. I have a little card with my picture on it.
Oh, really? You get a picture?
So you can go wherever you go in the world. And that's why I did it is because wherever you go in the world, that's recognized.
Patty. Yeah. It's like,
universal, so I can go scuba diving in Belize or Italy or wherever and show them that card and they can rent me the gear and I'm good to go. There's no like, hey, you're not certified.
So you would recommend Patty certification as opposed to, because I think there's maybe
it's globally
two or
recognized.
Three more and they're getting better and better, but Patty is the universal standard.
Yeah. So everywhere you go, will accept a Patty certification. Yeah. There's an app you can show them, you know, your thing, but,
Patty's an acronym, PADI.
Yeah.
And it stands for Patty. It stands for Patty.
It stands for scuba diving.
Scuba. I can scuba.
Yeah. So the, so you go and you take, first you start with some kind of like a class where it's book learning.
Did you do that where you physically went? Oh, okay.
We did that at first and then we switched to online just because of scheduling and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you'll do two pool dives. We went to AWC. They've got a nice deep pool.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of fun because it's your first foray into breathing underwater, but you know it's safe and everything. And then you do, you go and do your open water dive. And in our case, we went to Mission Bay.
Okay.
And you just spend a day over there, a morning really. And you do several 20-minute dives with the instructor. You practice different techniques. Mm-hmm. You practice, you know, getting your regulator ripped out, putting it back in. You practice, you know, take your mask off underwater and put it back on and drain it and all of those.
Blow the bubbles.
Yeah, blow the bubbles. But I love it. It's fun. We didn't do it this last time, but I want to go back. We're getting ready for lobster diving starts October 3rd, I think the season opens.
Where's that?
That's in San Diego, or well, California lobster diving.
I thought you were going to Boston.
You want a good time.
Boston.
Go lobster diving. No, those lobsters have big old claws. You want to catch them. They catch them with baskets and nets.
Okay.
The way we catch them in San Diego, and I say we catch them, I've only caught one in my life. We caught it.
But more than me?
There's a picture right there. Martine's got one. So that's a Pacific lobster. They don't have the big claws.
Oh, really?
So they're rock climbers, and they'll hide in holes.
How nasty that thing
you go is. At, they're active at night, so you're night diving.
So are the sharks. That's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oof. Okay.
So you're night diving. All you can see is what's in the cone of your flashlight.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's a good time. This is how you test yourself.
No.
You push yourself. You go down. You swim along rocks. You swim along crevices until you see their little antenna wriggling. And they just look like seaweed or something, but you notice they're not quite moving like the seaweed around it.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with our hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Tired of swiping left on a bike that just isn't the one? Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson is ready to help riders find the perfect motorcycle. It's their Meet Your Match event, and they're dedicated to helping every rider find the one that fits their style, their ride, and their soul. Plus, the fun doesn't stop there. Every week in September, they're giving away awesome prizes, so there's always a reason to stop by. For more details on the weekly giveaways and their full inventory, visit their website, territorialhd.com. Don't spend another day without your dream bike. Come meet your match today at Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson, 2550 East Gila Ridge Road in Yuma.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
And then what you do is you take your gloved hand. You can't use a tool of any kind. You have to use your hands. That's the law.
Really? Are you making
reach
that
in?
Up?
No, I'm dead serious.
You got to noodle them?
You reach in, you grab them, and you pull them out.
Mm.
If you can. They're powerful.
Really?
Oh yeah, they'll grab onto the rock, they'll dig in, they'll kick you with their tail.
I've seen that.
They'll release their antenna. So like if you grabbed them just by the antenna, they'll pop right off and they'll grow back. But that's a good time. It's terrifying and exciting all at the same time.
Sounds horrible.
You can do it. We've done it during the day, but you'll come along some rocks like that might have 20, 30 lobster piled up in them, like in that picture there.
And you start
grabbing? You just start grabbing whatever you can grab.
Bear?
Yeah. If you can, that'd be great. The limit's 7 per day is the limit. And, yeah, it opens October 3rd. And if you go over there October 2nd at midnight, there's boats everywhere.
Is that right? Waiting
for the clock, and then they jump in. Oh, yeah.
How did you get plugged into this? Like, I feel like it's a secret
mostly
society.
Peer pressure. No. Mostly dares and peer pressure, and you're not strong enough. You're not man enough, so you go and look for things that make you more.
Prove yourself.
Yeah, stronger, okay. More of a man. Yeah, so, and it's worked out for me. My wife loves me more. My friends respect me more.
Catcher?
Yeah, I mean, you can see it on me.
I can see it on you.
Yeah.
I mean, your confidence just emits.
That's all from lobster diving.
I can tell.
Terrifying.
I mean.
But yeah, you're going to love it.
So did you cook it up personally?
We cooked that one. We actually ate that one lobster.
The one you got?
The one lobster we got that was legal. We caught many lobsters, but. There's a gauge, and they have to be a certain size, you have to let them go.
Okay.
But
you got the
we got one keeper,
and that was yours,
and that was mine. And so we ate it crudo, just on the boat, cut it open, ate it like sushi.
What?
Yeah,
I thought they were gooey inside.
No, the tail the tail's meaty like crab.
I thought crab is gooey.
No,
it's gooey until you cook it.
No. The muscles, I mean, you're not eating, you don't want to eat the guts and stuff. But
okay.
Yeah. I mean, we cut it open, sliced it sashimi style in little slivers, little lemon, little salt. Delicious.
Have you ever seen those? I don't even know where I see this. Probably on YouTube. It's where I get all my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like the tuna people, they get them on the boats and just start taking the fins off with knives.
Oh, yeah.
Massive things.
Fishmongers.
What do you think about that?
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love...
Would you go tuna fishing?
Yeah. I mean, those big, big tuna?
Yeah.
That's
the size of a car?
Yeah, that's a fight. It's fun. Well, maybe I'm not man enough. Maybe I need to do that. But, and I'm more impressed by the cleaning of the fish.
That's me too.
Those guys in just smooth strokes.
Pop, pop, pop with the knives.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. It's some sort of technique that they use that I've seen on YouTube.
Yeah, it's fascinating. You'll watch, you know, fish guys at the, you know, and they're carving it and flipping it around, mm-hmm. and they know exactly what to do, and then they end up with this perfect, you know, fillet. So, yeah, it's awesome stuff.
I commend you for your bravery and getting lobsters in the pitch black of night. We were in Hawaii earlier this year. I say we, my wife and my kids, we did a little trip to Kauai. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with a local there, and she was like, because I said, it was nighttime, and I said, oh, the beach is beautiful. I want to go get in right now. She's like, you probably don't want to do that now. I'm like, why? She's like, well, that's, right now is a feeding time for sharks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah.
Because I was like getting ready to.
It's the perfect time to get in.
To skinny dip. With romantic skinny dip with my wife. No, I wasn't.
Mm.
That was with my kids. But.
Yeah. Well, again, there'll be some electromagneticism magnetism that will bring the sharks in.
My magnetism? Yeah. But yeah, I'll let you know about the shark bands. I mean, it's like you don't know until.
Yeah. And you'll never really know because it's rare that you'll see one. So if you see one come at you and then it like stops and shakes its head and
so this gray
waves
shark,
and then turns around, then you'll know it works.
The shark that gave you a kiss this weekend, what was it? Do you know? Did you see? Was it a great white? Was it hammerhead?
It wasn't a great white. I think it was a nurse shark or something of that variety. There's a lot of those over there.
Not lethal then.
Yeah, it might have been a mako because we've caught. Oof. Mako's over there.
Really?
Hard to tell because I only saw the back end. So, and the top of the head, like real close. And it was kind of square. The head was kind of, wasn't, it didn't come blocky. To a point. It was very blocky. Yeah.
Maybe a bull Minecraft. Shark?
Maybe. I mean, that's what came to mind.
A bull shark?
Yeah, because it was a smooth gray, and the nurse sharks are kind of, and the leopard sharks and things are kind of spotted and striped. And
you definitely
this
felt
was smooth.
It.
Oh, yeah, no, he felt me up.
He, with his dorsal fin?
Yes.
Why would he do that?
They're probably just real comfortable with divers there. I don't know. It was awesome. I wish I would have had my wits more about me to actually touch it or something.
I don't know. I feel like that was a threat. I feel like that's like, hey.
He didn't slow down.
I want you to know around. I'm the alpha here.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he didn't flip me off. He just.
But I think he did.
He just ran up, and then he just kept going like I wasn't even there.
That was the equivalent to the California hello.
Maybe that was a shark.
Dorsal fin right up the.
Yeah, maybe he'd been dared by the other sharks.
Go touch that thing.
Yeah, go touch the butt. Like on Nemo.
Is your beard full out? How are you dressed?
The beard's full out.
Because I mean,
I wear a hood.
It's so cold over there. That's cold. The one thing about San Diego. I love San Diego. But it doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter.
No.
It's always cold.
Yeah. The water only fluctuates, I think, throughout the year, maybe 5 degrees.
Yeah.
So we'll go. We've gone at Thanksgiving. We've gone at Christmas. Getting the water.
It doesn't matter.
It's
him.
All the same. It doesn't matter. It's cold. Once you're in, it's cold.
It's cold.
Wetsuit helps a ton. And then I wear a hood because of my bald head. Is liable to get burnt. So when you spend hours just.
A neoprene hood? Okay,
so
it's
hood.
Is a part of the suit.
It's
or
a
no,
separate
no.
piece, but it's kind of like a
basically
dickie,
the same
like
thing.
It slips in and then it goes over your head, and it's got a little visor cap thing for some reason, and then the mask and the snorkel. The beard's out.
It's out, full out. That's what I was interested in. Yeah. Is like this shark is like, what is that?
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it never
moss
seen one like
is that.
Before.
What's going on?
Yeah,
here?
Some sort of barnacle.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's affixed itself to my face.
That's got to be a sight to behold. You in a wetsuit with your full-on hood and the beard out.
I've seen pictures of myself. It's not as good as you would think. It's very seal-like. You know, it's just kind of, I don't know. It's just kind of a mass. Kind of.
You would like to think like that the wetsuit pulls things, you know, like a bodysuit.
Oh, like maybe it
often
gives
wear.
You shape or
yes.
something.
Yes, but it's not
like a full body
way.
Girdle.
Yeah. It's more of like revealing than anything. It's like, here's my weaknesses.
Pretty much, yeah. So you want a scuba with people that you trust. It's not attractive. It's not attractive, full body wetsuit. It shows what's there. It doesn't really add anything. Doesn't really take anything away.
Unfortunately.
It's just you. Just you and the ocean.
one with the ocean.
Just one with the ocean.
Like Moana?
Yeah, pretty much.
So going through certification, how long did that take you? A few days? Did it take weeks?
No, it takes weeks because you do the pool. At least if you do it kind of in an organized way with, you know, if you have a job and things, you can't do it all in one shot. So, you know, the pool was a couple Saturdays. The dive over in San Diego was another Saturday. So it probably takes 4 weeks or so to kind of do it all.
Okay.
We did the first pool class. We actually did it at my pool.
Oh, cool.
And it was like in November. I was like, well, I'll just heat the pool and we'll do it there. And what I've learned is only the top of the water gets warm.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Down deep, it's
still cold.
It's still real cold. So we did the first class in the pool. And then after that, we did them out at AWC, and it had warmed up by then a little bit. But
did you have the other class members pitch in for the heating bill?
I was just doing my family.
Oh, okay.
And then because my daughters wanted to give it a shot. But after that class, they decided it wasn't for them. So just Rachel and I continued.
Is it natural gas?
It's at that time, I actually had a diesel pool heater.
Ooh,
that was the original pool heater that was on the house. The house was built in 69, Oh. And at some point, they'd added a pool heater that was diesel powered.
Oh, that sounds fantastic, though.
It was great till it broke down, and then you can't get parts for it anymore. So I was forced into a natural gas.
That's too bad.
But the diesel one worked well. It pushed a lot of heat.
That's
very
cool.
Inexpensive. It was awesome. I loved it. I was sad when it had to go.
I have a diesel van now that you bring that up, and one of the features is you can push a button and it's like diesel heat. You can heat the van with diesel.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Cool. Yeah, no, it's great. It's way better than now. My natural gas one takes twice as much, takes twice as long. It's not as hot. The diesel one worked fantastic.
That's really cool.
Still have the tank, so I've got a 500 gallon diesel tank next to my pool equipment.
That's
my
cool.
House. That I've thought about filling up just for emergencies, just to have truck runs on diesel and
diesel
lasts a long time. So, but yeah, so we did that, and then realized, well, this is just still cold, so we'll just go do it at the regular
AWC. Yeah,
save the money.
Makes sense. When I was growing up, during the summers, I would lifeguard when I was in my my high school years.
Mm-hmm.
It was an easy, laid-back job.
Yeah.
But in preparation for the pool season, the lifeguard, the kids, it was my football coach that was like the manager of the city pool. So he hired all the football players and things like that. And so we were tasked with getting in the pool and getting it ready for the summer for the kids to come by putting on this mask. It was a full face mask and it was just hooked to an air compressor. And then we had to just scrub the algae. So we'd take, hours and just be in there scrubbing algae. And I would get super sick with kind of thinking of it. I would get out and I felt so gross. Like I wanted to throw up. Sick, you know?
Was it just,
it was just an air compressor.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. I've seen that. I've seen people do that, but I don't know if you're supposed to do that for long periods of time.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a special mixture that they do in the scuba tanks. Like you have special equipment to fill it. It's not just like take outside air and just put it in.
Yeah,
it's a special mix.
I kind of bit off more than I could chew. I don't know about that, but like I jumped into this, I have a friend going down, and so he goes all the time, and I've expressed interest in it. He's, you should come. So. Again,
you're gonna love it.
The peer pressure. I know I'm gonna love it, but I just at this point in my life, I'm done learning stuff.
You've achieved maximum.
Yeah.
Capacity.
I just don't wanna. It's like at this point, I'm like, why?
Yeah.
I made it through.
Want to invest in things that
hundreds of years of school. I'm done. Like, but now it's kind of like life or death. I have to if I'm gonna do this activity. And prove myself as a man and not die, I actually have to, study and not cheat on the test.
Yeah, you're going to want to learn it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's helpful. I've used a few techniques. The biggest thing, though, is just getting over the fear of it. And then
of drowning?
And if you're uncomfortable,
when
you just immediately
want
to go up top, and breathe and just, So just kind of getting over that takes a little bit of time. Just to sit, realize you're okay, But we're not supposed to be down there. I mean,
it's quite the task. That's why when I get into this training, I've been doing it online. It's like, it's actually nitrogen. You're breathing in nitrogen and very little oxygen, and you have to make sure your mixture's all right and all this stuff. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you just let other people do that.
I thought it was like you just put on.
Well, that's why you want to make sure your tanks are filled by PADI certified folks that aren't. Yeah. Slipping a little.
I didn't know it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like, put the thing on, put it in your mouth,
and go
down.
Your previous experience was just breathing,
The air compressor.
From an air compressor.
Exactly.
Oil. And
that did fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't need to go down that far.
Body's resilient.
Another fear I have is that going back to our Hawaii trip, we did this little, have you heard of the Nepali coast?
Uh-huh.
Gorgeous. Very gorgeous. But you can't get there. But for taking a boat excursion. So we took the family on this little afternoon, evening boat excursion where you go, I don't even know. Let's say it's like the north west side of Kauai and south that whole thing. And so we take this trip, and along that trip, we get out as the group on the boat, and you get to snorkel for like maybe an hour or something like that. And that's a fun opportunity because like we're off the coast now. All the snorkeling we've been doing is you get in off the beach, so you're right there, right? But this is now off off the cliff faces, and so it was a unique opportunity. But at the same time, I'm thinking we're being watched, you know, by sharks. We're sitting ducks, number one. Number two, I dropped my GoPro, and it's probably like 20 feet down. It's not that far down when I say it, but I went to go try and get it, and I maybe made it 5 feet down. And I was like, oh, my ear. Like, it was piercing. It was like a knife in my head. I was like, owie, ow.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
El Dorado Broadcasters and this station congratulate the newest Yuma County Chamber of Commerce members, Baskin-Robbins, Yuma Cardiac CT, Yuma FC, and Outreach Partners of Yuma. If you'd like to find out how you can become a member and join all the benefits membership brings, email Valeria at yumachamber.org. That's Valeria at yumachamber.org or call 928-782-2567.
We want to hear from you. Horizon West invites you to join us on September 10th between 5 and 7 p.m. at the Yuma Civic Center for an open house to learn about the proposed Ironwood transmission line in Yuma County. Project representatives will be available to answer your questions at that time and receive your input. We look forward to seeing you Wednesday, September 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Yuma Civic Center. For more information, visit ironwoodtransmission.com.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
That's one of the things you'll practice when you scuba is you have to decompress, you have to depressurize your ears, your eardrums. You'll feel it.
Yeah.
As you go down maybe every 10 feet, you'll feel like, hey, I need to re-equalize. And you'll grab your nose and you'll kind of, you know, do your whatever you need to do to pop your ears. But then you can keep going down and then you'll feel it again. Yeah. What's cool is.
I doubt it.
No, you will. That's why you can't go if you have like a cold or something like that. Because you have to be able to clear your ears.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'll be hurting. Yeah. But when you get down there, there's really no difference once you're down there between being 10 feet down and being 50 feet down.
Hmm.
It feels the same,
mm-hmm.
you know. We went down our first time in San Diego, and it's very – we followed the anchor chain down because you can't see anything until you're down at the bottom. If you can scuba in the Pacific, in California, Southern California, you can scuba anywhere because it's the worst visibility in the world.
Really?
Yeah. There's days where you can't see anything. And so I've experienced where you don't know if you're up or down. Because everywhere you look, 360 is the same color green.
Oh, no.
And you don't know if you're up or down. So you kind of blow your bubbles out, and then you can see which direction your bubbles are going. And you go, okay, well, that's up.
Well, what's the point then? I mean, if you can't see anything.
Once you get down to the bottom, it clears up
uh-huh.
a little bit most of the time. And a lot of days it's great. There's great visibility. For San Diego is like, you know, 40 feet. You can see maybe 40 feet around you. But there's times where it's 5 feet, you know, or less, and you can barely see your hand in front of your face. We've done night diving like that, and that's a disaster because you can't see
it's like
anything.
What's the point at that point?
Yeah, there's a little tablet, you know, that you can write on to show whoever you're with, you uh-huh. know, if you need to share a message. And we could barely see that, you know, and the message was, this is terrible, let's go, you know? And so there's all kinds
my
of
money back,
all kinds of signals and hand signals that you can use, you know, hey, let's go up, let's turn around. Let's,
yeah. Are those
okay?
Universal? Uh-huh. I mean, not sorry, universal, but those are learned during the course.
Yes. And they are universal. So if you're out and you have an emergency, there's signals you can make that any boat in the area should recognize a person in distress and come versus just waving at you and moving on versus, hey, that person needs help. Let's go.
Speaking of emergency, what happens if you have to go number two?
I haven't had that experience, but I imagine if it's that urgent, you just
let it rip.
Let it rip. Yeah.
There's no flaps horrible. Is it flaps on the back?
No.
No?
No flaps.
Like the old long johns?
Yeah.
Unbutton the flaps.
I mean, number one, I mean, you're going all the time. You want that. It's warm. It feels good.
Oh, number one?
Number one.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pro number one in the wetsuit. It's my wetsuit. I don't, no one else wears it.
Right.
And it's constantly flushed with water all the yeah. time. So by the time you get up out of the boat, it's probably gone.
Yeah.
You know, you hope. But you actually want that because it warms you up.
It's healthy.
Yeah. Well, it's sterile.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Is the ocean, is the water clean? Like, I've always thought of it as clean just because of the high salinity factor. Like, meaning...
well, I mean,
you can drink it. It's not, I mean, good, but
I mean, you got a lot of animal life.
Yeah.
It's their bathroom.
I know, but still.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't drink a glass of ocean water.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that you want to.
I mean, like if you have a wound.
I mean, it's clean in that it sustains life and things.
If you have a wound and I'm in the ocean, like I'm not worried about.
I don't think
that
so.
Out.
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, it's so salty.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
We
we'll have to look that up.
Oceanographer on here to clarify these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of concerns. You need to not worry about that kind of stuff.
No, just get in there.
Worry
and
about
go.
Breathing. That's your number one.
I'm worried about my ears.
Yeah.
That's my number one. I'm so worried about it.
Yeah, you'll practice
that. This is the experience
that.
In Hawaii. Like, what happened to me? I used to dive.
Getting older.
Down. I know. And
getting
that's
older.
Why I think I'm like, maybe it's.
Your ear drum is crystallizing, and that's why you lose balance, and you can't. Yeah, it's more rigid. It's not as flexible. You can't juke and dive like you used to be able to.
Oh, I can in my mind.
Yeah, I know. That's the hardest part about getting old.
Yeah, so I'm excited to go down. We'll see if I can get this guy on the podcast do a remote one. I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah, Puerto Vallarta is where they do the cliff diving, right?
I don't know.
I think so. Is that or that's Acapulco?
I don't know. It is kind of like the Pacific.
Really
side.
High. I think it's Puerto Vallarta.
I've not been.
Martine's going to check for us.
I've not been down. I've not been to the Mexico Pacific before.
Really?
And I'm not excited about it just because of what I know about the Pacific. What I know about the Pacific is San Diego, you know, our West
Coast. Yeah, it's
like,
totally different. The water will be warm, warmer. The sea life is different. It's great. I think you're going to love it.
I hope so. I'm excited.
So that's where they dive. Martine's confirming.
Yeah, Puerto Vallarta is where
they. Yeah, you can go watch the cliff divers, and they're doing like 100 feet.
Oh, my gosh.
Feet. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy stuff. I won't do that.
Head first?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes.
Well, I guess you lead with your hands.
You have whole, global competitions with it, and it's a whole technique and a skill. And
Martine, when's this?
Do it without dying.
When do they do that, Martine?
Yeah, you'll need to get that into your schedule and see if they do that for tourists. But, yeah.
Exhibition?
I think they do. I think a lot of the major resorts down there, I think.
Oh, okay.
There's a show, or something.
Interesting.
These guys will dive. You know.
What are they wearing, Martine?
You don't want a lot of drag. I don't think they're wearing much.
If it's more than a bikini, then.
It's more revealing than a wetsuit. For sure. Yeah. See, it's pretty,
is that a
pretty
woman?
Skimpy. Pretty skimpy.
He can do it.
Yeah.
I can do
you
it.
You could do it. You should have
maybe
somebody
there's a clinic.
Have somebody pressure you and taunt you enough that you give it a shot.
Maybe there's a workshop or a clinic.
There might be. There might be a class.
VRBO. Is that what you use when you go abroad?
No, I usually just Google it. I'll use Lonely Planet.
I've never used that.
Lonely Planet's pretty great. You put in where you're going, how long you're going to be there. And it'll give you like 3-day itineraries, 4-day itineraries, how to get where you're going.
Uh-huh.
And it's just other travelers have logged these things.
Interesting.
There's like another one that my buddy Jeff showed me, and I can't remember the name, but it's like Ask Jeeves or Ask Charles or some AI where you put it in and you just say, I'm going to Puerto Vallarta. I want to see cliff diving. I want to scuba dive. And I'm going to be there for 4 days. And within seconds, it tells you where to go, where to stay, who to call, what schedules,
interesting
events. Just, yeah, it's awesome. But, yeah, you can do all that kind of stuff. That's usually where I go to, either Lonely Planet. You can do TripAdvisor. I usually don't book anything on there. But if you want to see what
the ratings are,
what excursions, what experiences are out there, that's a good place to go. Hey, this place has ghost tours. This place has, scenic tours. It's got scuba diving. It's got, and that's kind of where I learn
about. I usually use VRBO or Airbnb now. I mean, Airbnb does all that stuff, but they do experiences as well.
Yeah.
I think those are the two that I have used in the past.
Yeah, I'm sure it's similar. They probably all draw on the same.
Yeah. I'll usually do that. And then obviously this is a group that always does this. So I'm going to look at that on another platform as well. Like see what else I can find.
Yeah. It's so cool. I don't know how our parents did anything, and that's probably why when we were kids, you kind of went to the same
paper map
three places because you knew what was going to be there. But we were talking about it the other day, my wife and I, when we were, how did you get anywhere, back then if you hadn't been there before, if you don't know, and then MapQuest came out and that was a huge revolution, and getting places, especially. So I think we as people have probably gotten more adventurous in our travels because of that, because, I'm going to go to this unknown place.
Mm-hmm.
But it's wild, MapQuest, you'd print out like how to get to Disneyland or whatever. And the first three pages were like how to get out of your neighborhood.
I know,
and it's like, well, I think I've got that down.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then like our map,
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You would travel with like 20 pages that you printed out.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. You're like,
yeah,
let's see here.
If you're real organized, you'd cross them off as you made that left turn. Okay. So now we're looking for,
where are we here?
That was high tech living right there.
I love that.
Printing
so much.
MapQuest. But if you could, if you're like, then your printer wouldn't, be out of toner. You're running the store at midnight. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to get out your MapQuest instructions.
$100 for...
What a good time. What a good time to be alive.
Good old days.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, we gotta close it up, my friend. It's always a pleasure. I've missed you.
I enjoy it. Yeah, we took a little break for the summer.
You did. Yeah. It's great.
It's great. I ran into one of your other guests and asked them how it went, and they loved it. Everybody that I've bumped into that's done this has really enjoyed it. So you guys are doing
it. That's
good
awesome. Thing. Good. Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's listening, but if you're here on the couch, it's a good time.
Good. Yeah. Tell all your friends. You have many more friends than I do. So
I don't know about that.
We'll
have
see.
Fun in Puerto Vallarta, and I'll be anxious to hear how your scuba diving goes.
I'll let you know if the shark bands works or if I come back as a Bethany Hamilton.
Just breathe.
Bethany. I actually bought the one that's called Bethany Hamilton or something like that.
Oh, okay.
As a homage to her.
Bought what that's hers?
It's a the shark bands.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So you go on their website. Well, I did it on Amazon.
Like she promotes it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, she's like one of the
I love her story. I follow her on Instagram. Yeah. You know, she's
so great. Yeah, that happened at Kauai. That's
shark.
Yeah, helped alert me.
Yeah.
My senses, you know, every time when we were in Kauai, I was just like constantly on the lookout for sharks.
Huh.
But yeah, she was right where we were, you know, tunnels.
Yeah.
Beach. So yeah, I bought these bands for myself and my son, and we'll see if they work. But one of them was called Bethany.
You need to wear it at like an aquarium.
That's a great idea to test it out.
I mean, I think that glass is like a foot thick.
I was going
to
say, like,
I don't know how far out the bands go. But personally, if it doesn't make it through
the glass,
foot thick of glass,
it's not
keeping the shark away. That shark's too close by the time he's like, there's a little shock there that I don't like.
It's like $130 for a band.
Oh, then it's got to work.
Yeah, that's what I told myself. But then I'm like, man, they're really just capitalizing on my fear. There's no way this works.
But if Bethany promotes it, I think I trust it more.
And then I was like, well, $130 or losing a limb.
Maimed for life.
Yeah, like I'll try it.
If that makes a difference. They've got shark repellent camouflage wetsuits that you can wear. So it's a pattern that the sharks don't like. They recognize it as that's not food. So
you believe that? I don't think sharks care, to be honest.
I don't know. I don't know that they care. The one that bumped into me acted like I wasn't even there.
Yeah, well, he knew.
I mean, if you look, I've swam with seals, and when you're in a full wetsuit, you're a seal.
Yeah, exactly.
You look just like a seal.
Exactly.
You know, a tasty seal.
Yeah. Well, thanks again,
my
friend.
Enjoy your trip. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we'll talk to you in just a little bit.
All right.
Next month, maybe, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds good. I'll be here.
Good.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner & Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
In tough times, it can be difficult to know where to turn. If you or someone you know is looking for help, the Yuma Community Food Bank is here if you need a hand. We provide food and other resources to families, seniors, and individuals in need. We are open Monday through Friday. All you need to receive a food box is a photo ID with your current address. Visit our website at yumafoodbank.org for more information. The Yuma Community Food Bank also accepts donations in the form of non-perishable food, monetary donations, and volunteer help. You can choose to donate or advocate. You can choose to volunteer or raise awareness. You can choose to help end hunger. Call us anytime, 928-343-1243. Visit our main campus, located at 2404 East 24th Street, or use our food locator map online at yumafoodbank.org.
You know your business needs to get in the digital game. Marketing on the internet, and maybe finally fixing your website. Don't let the world pass you by. Go to yumaadvertising.com. That's yumaadvertising.com. They're part of the Desert Southwest's largest media company, and their team has executed thousands of digital marketing campaigns across the country. Digital campaigns for businesses just like yours. Who knew they needed to get in the game? yumaadvertising.com. That's yumaadvertising.com. Don't let the world pass you by.
Overcoming drug addiction was difficult, but I found the path to recovery that worked for me. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU Eldorado Broadcasters LLC nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.